What do you do when you look in the mirror and barely recognize the person staring back? Not just physically, but spiritually, when the life you've built no longer fits who you've become? This question sits at the heart of our human experience, yet we rarely give ourselves permission to ask it honestly. We're taught to build lives like fortresses, solid, permanent, unchanging. But what if the most courageous thing we could do is acknowledge that we're allowed to evolve, to shed old identities like snakeskin, to become someone entirely new? This isn't about running from responsibility or chasing fantasy. It's about recognizing a profound truth. Who we become is entirely up to our imagination, will, determination, and choices. No one's journey follows a straight line. Everyone faces struggles, mental, emotional, physical, financial, or professional, regardless of background or circumstances. The past is gone. The future isn't here. This day, this very moment, offers each of us a chance to be the person we already are beneath the layers of expectation and pretense. As Ralph Waldo Emerson noted, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Start where you are. Begin now. We all want someone to see the jewel inside us, to recognize our inherent value regardless of age, appearance, or circumstances. Yet we often hand others the power to decide our worth when that power belongs to us alone. Life's transitions cloud our self-vision, aging, watching loved ones change, seeing prospects shift. But consider, when your parents aged, did you love them less? Did their value diminish as hair silvered and faces mapped the years? Of course not. Their transformation revealed new dimensions of beauty. Laugh lines deepened with wisdom, silver hair caught light like silk. Extend that same compassion to yourself. This shift is a daily practice of turning focus away from the glittering gift wrap we think defines us, appearance, achievements, possessions, and instead honoring the jewel inside. Your value doesn't decrease with age or change with circumstance. Each wrinkle tells a story. Laughter shared, challenges overcome, wisdom earned. You are a jewel. Don't get discouraged when the gift wrap wrinkles or fades. Intestinal fortitude, unwavering inner strength that keeps certain people calm in life's storms. They move through chaos with integrity and endurance, maintaining steadiness that seems impossible. Their secret? Faith at the root of such fortitude. Not necessarily religious faith, but belief in something greater than yourself, a foundation that holds when life shakes you. This strength is built from small acts throughout your life, stemming from personal beliefs and knowing there's a power greater than you at work. Look around. People screaming on television, political figures using demeaning language, trash talking applauded, violence celebrated on social media. It's easy to get pulled into hysterical negativity, but there's another choice. Rather than being swept away by chaos, strengthen your intestinal fortitude by renewing faith in what matters most. This allows you to respond not from anger or weakness, but from your center, where true strength, love, and power reside. Developing intestinal fortitude is like building a muscle. It requires consistent practice and willingness to stand firm in your values, even when it would be easier to follow prevailing winds. We plan meticulously when young, seeking partners, careers, the perfect trajectory. Then life upends everything. Friends overcome addiction, women escape abuse, children break poverty cycles, people lose everything and rebuild. Each transformation demands courage to face the unknown and shatter old patterns. When marriages end, children leave, or identities no longer fit, stepping forward feels terrifying. But you can reimagine and reconstruct. This process unfolds daily. What serves you now? What must you release? As Steve Jobs observed, everything around you that you call life was made up by people who were no smarter than you, and you can change it, you can influence it. Your life isn't fixed, it's a canvas awaiting your vision. Even when circumstances force change, you still hold the brush. We often measure power by external markers, political positions, corporate titles, wealth. But consider the Benedictine nuns in Erie, Pennsylvania, who teach in inner cities without financial reward or recognition. They radiate warmth, curiosity, and sharp intellect, leaving visitors feeling calm and grateful. Their power flows from within, from values, beliefs, and purpose, not from possessions or status. This reveals a profound truth. Real power isn't about control or dominance. It's about presence and the quiet strength of knowing who you are. Instead of chasing external validation or authority over others, what if we cultivated inner steadiness that holds firm in storms? What if we measured power not by how many answer to us, but by how many lives we touch with compassion? Harvard Medical School and UC Berkeley research confirms what spiritual traditions have long taught. Daily gratitude increases happiness, hope, and improves physical health markers like blood pressure and immune function. Brain scans show heightened activity in pleasure and reward regions during gratitude practice. Most of us must work at maintaining positivity. Each morning before rising, thank whatever higher power you believe in for life itself. Express gratitude for health, family, friends, and specific moments. A colleague's kind word, your daughter's laugh, a peaceful sunset. This practice creates better days and, ultimately, a better life. When did you last truly appreciate your breath, your beating heart, the roof overhead, or the people who love you? These aren't small things. They're everything. Consider the millions lacking clean water, adequate food, or basic safety. Our ordinary blessings are extraordinary by global standards. Gratitude doesn't eliminate problems. It provides strength and perspective to face them with grace, resilience, and hope. Before rushing back into life's whirlwind, find the courage to press pause. While everyone rushes around frantically, dare to do the opposite. Pausing creates space to shift from criticism to compassion, from dishonesty to openness, from screaming to speaking. Pause before spreading rumors, judging others' decisions, or sending something that could ruin someone's life. The wisest among us, Thoreau, Lindbergh, Buddha, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, all withdrew to journey within themselves. In that pause, feel both your strength and vulnerability. Be grateful for your journey and the love in your life. This practice isn't about withdrawing from life, it's about engaging with it more fully. In a world that values speed and constant action, pausing is revolutionary. It ensures your actions align with your values and serve your highest purpose. Keep your mind and heart open. Have the courage to go beyond fears, judgments, and others' expectations. Live your own authentic story. And whenever in doubt, pause, take a moment, and take the high road.